All right. Let's call the meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:37 p.m. Tuesday, April 5th. Present today, Vice Chair Schauer, Senator Keel, myself, Chair Myers. That gives us a quorum to conduct business. Staff of the committee today, as always, Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records. Doug has joined us as our moderator, and of course, Michaela Anderson is my committee aide. Quick reminder to silence your cell phones. We simply have one piece of business on our agenda today. We're going to be hearing public testimony on SB 170, the Marine Highway Corporation bill. At this time, I would like to open public testimony on SB 170. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, we'll go online. We only have one listed, unfortunately, right now, but we'll go ahead and start there. I've got Shannon Adamson. If you could please state your name, location, and affiliation for the record, and begin your testimony.
Good afternoon. My name is Shannon Adamson. I am in Juneau. I'm from Juneau. I'm the Alaska Regional Representative for Masters, Mates, and Pilots. We represent the licensed deck officers with the Marine Highway System, but I'm also speaking on behalf of the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, who represents the licensed engineering officers with AMHS. So a little background, I sailed with AMHS as a licensed deck officer for 7 years. I've also served on the Marine Transportation Advisory Board and Southeast Conference's AMHS Reform Steering Committee. So thank you for the opportunity to testify on SB 170. There are many provisions of this bill that will create a stronger and more reliable marine highway system, some of those being the public comment period for service or schedule changes, the requiring a creation of a long-term comprehensive plan that has provisions for vessel replacement after 30 years of service, and the section regarding performance reporting and its transparency. We appreciate those. There are a few places where we have concerns in regard to this bill. And some of those are the makeup of the board. There's no designated union seat. In fact, this board would prevent more than one union member from serving. We would argue that the more engagement the board receives from the boots on the ground, the more helpful and more informed the board would be. We also have concerns regarding the language that states that each sailing must show anticipated incremental revenue that meets or exceeds the cost of providing the service. We're worried that that may be a little unrealistic for all routes. Some of the routes will make more money than others, which will offset the cost of the routes that provide service to places like the villages. The language regarding the rates for tickets could mean that ticket prices are required to be set possibly above market value. This seems a little prohibitive, especially in regard to the village runs where the service is a necessity. Rates could be determined more by the corporation or even by a third-party company, such as the, as is the case with Washington State Ferries. To wrap up, thank you so much for the opportunity to testify, and we are optimistic that this bill will create positive change. If you have any questions, please feel free to get in touch with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Adamson. All righty. Unfortunately, that is the only person we have listed for public testimony. Going once, going twice. With that, we will close public testimony on SB 170. If anyone still wishes to provide some testimony, they can send it to senate.transportation@akleg.gov, and the emails will be added to the public record. With that, short meeting today. We're going to conclude our meeting. No more business on the schedule. Our next meeting is currently scheduled for Thursday, April 7th. With that, we are adjourned at 1:41 p.m.